Fridays are awesome. Welcome to CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. More than 80 presidents of American colleges and universities were at the White House yesterday. The reason? President Obama wants more low-income students to go to college, and he's looking for these college leaders' help. The White House says that for families who earn some of the lowest incomes, 9% of students get a bachelor's degree by age 25. For families earning some of the highest incomes, it's 54%. The president says low-income students get less help preparing for tests and figuring out how and where to apply for college. And the U.S. government believes the best way for Americans to maximize their earning potential is to get a college degree. That may not be true across the board, though. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, purchasing agents, people who buy machinery or equipment for businesses, can earn around $60,000 a year without a college degree. Computer network specialists who need an associate's degree but not necessarily a bachelor's can also earn around 60 grand. On-the-job training and some form of higher learning factor into both examples. 5 years ago this week, a passenger jet took off from New York City headed for North Carolina. It had 155 people on board. 3 minutes after takeoff, it hit a flock of geese, causing a loss of engine power. It landed on the Hudson River. It skidded to a stop, and the plane stayed afloat in icy water long enough for everyone on board to get off safely. Is it any wonder why this was called the Miracle on the Hudson?
A U.S. Airways plane, you see it right there. It's in the Hudson River. It's an Airbus A320.
5 years ago this afternoon, 155 people faced a sudden, unexpected challenge.
All of a sudden, the captain came on and said, embrace for impact. And that's when we knew we were going down.
But landing in the Hudson only solved the first and biggest problem of the day. We then had to find a way to get 155 people out of the Hudson River to safety on a day when the air temperature was 21 degrees, the water was 38.
Numerous people on the wings of the airplane.
The first New York Waterway Ferry, we know from watching the surveillance tapes, arrived alongside Flight 1549 less than 4 minutes after we had stopped in the Hudson. By the time I left the aircraft, after the evacuation was complete, as the last person off the aircraft was surrounded by rescue vessels, and the rescue of everyone on board was well underway. We have much to be thankful for. Much was saved that day.
My daughter's name is Kaylee Elizabeth Wenzel, and she's in bed right now, and when I get home, I want to take my nose and put it by her ear and a little warm body and give her a nice kiss from Daddy. Because I'm alive.
Just the facts. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born on January 15, 1929. His birth name was Michael Luther King Jr. The American civil rights leader published 6 books. He also wrote sermons and lectures. He was the first African American to become Time Magazine's Man of the Year. And in 1964, Dr. King became the youngest person at the time to win the Nobel Peace Prize. The holiday named after him falls on the third Monday in January. We'll have more coverage after the MLK holiday on Tuesday.